Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In Revelation chapter 5, one of the writers that I follow a lot, I have a lot of books and all, I just kind of get other guys' ideas. His introduction to the book of Revelation chapter number 5, and this is his quote, it's one of the most glorious chapters ever penned, Revelation chapter number 5. Because as we look into Revelation chapter number 5, it is a glorious chapter. It's a chapter of worship. It's a chapter of praise. It's a chapter of redemption. And there's 14 verses. I'm going to read all 14 verses, and then we'll kind of dissect it. There's so much here. Remember, this is, as I begin to read, remember now, we are translated. We are in heaven at this time. Chapter number 4, I believe, is the translation of the saints. A lot of people call it the rapture. I believe that's when it takes place in that period of time. I don't know, maybe today. But in chapter number 5, when we're here, we will be where we're at reading today. We will be in heaven. We will be seeing these things. We're going to be gathered around the throne. And when it talks about the 10,000 times 10,000, we're going to be one of them. And so put yourself in this place as we read Revelation chapter number 5. We're going to witness this. We're going to be present when this takes place. It's just before the tribulation period. Again, I told you there's a period of time before the translation and before the tribulation period. There's a period of time, a short period of time. The Bible does not specify that length. I think it would just be a short period of time. And this is taking place before the tribulation period because the Lord is taking that scroll, and then he breaks the seven seals, and we're getting that in chapter number 6. So this is before the tribulation period, and we're going to be there to witness this. What a glorious chapter. We're going to see this. And begin in verse number 1. And I circled that in my Bible, the word and. Remember I told you last week, it's continuation. Almost every verse from Revelation 4 on, almost every verse begins with the word and. Almost every one of them means continuation. There's continuity in the thought. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book, written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the beast, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came, speaking of the lamb, came and took the book out of the right hand of him," this is the Father, God the Father, "out of him that sat upon the throne. When he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the lamb, every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such that are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Chapter number 5 is definitely a chapter of worship. It's a chapter of praise and honor to the Lamb that was slain. And we already mentioned this is taking place in heaven. It's a heavenly scene. And we as God's people will witness what we just read. We're going to be eyewitnesses. What a day that's going to be in the future when we see this take place, where he takes that scroll. And in chapter number 6, he opens the seal. And we'll look at the seals, the 7 seals, and we'll look at that next week, Lord willing. But I want you to notice in verse number 1, I want you to see the picture. Again, the picture, what we see there in heaven. And I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. Before we go any farther, I know some of you have a question about who this is sitting on the throne. And in verse number 2, it talks, he takes in his right hand. Where is that? He read a book. Verse number 7, we see a right hand coming from the throne. And if some of you are saying, I didn't think we're going to see God the Father. Peter talks about to God the invisible one. We will never see God the Father. The only God that we will see of the triunity of the Godhead will be Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is that pushed out, expressed image of God the Father. Well, what about this passage, preacher? Well, John is using what we in Bible scholars in a language that's 2 words that I learned from Daddy years ago. Is one of them is called anthropopathism and anthropomorphism. It's a language that we can understand as humans. Anthropopathism ascribes human feelings or passions to a deity. It's a big word, but it describes to us that we can understand in the light of deity, their passions and human light that we can't comprehend. Then anthropomorphism, it literally means man, morph means into man, where it's the language in which it describes him character, man form, qualities of a deity, so that we would understand. Again, I don't want to press the issue, but when we are in heaven, we will not see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Ghost, the 3 members of the Godhead. The only Godhead that we will see is Jesus Christ. Again, I want to reemphasize this. Remember when Jesus is talking before his crucifixion, and he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Philip asked him, Jesus, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. It's enough. In other words, it will satisfy us if we see the Father. Well, Jesus responded, don't you know, Philip, I've been with you long enough, 3 years, to know that if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So oftentimes we see in Scripture where God is invisible. Peter talks about that again. But John puts it in a language that we can understand, how Jesus receives a scroll from the Father. He takes it from the Father who is on the throne, and it's a scroll. And I believe that this scroll, we talked about this before, it literally the title deed to this, not just this earth, but to the whole universe. I think it stretches farther than our planet Earth. I think it goes into our planetary systems. Let me tell you, I'm glad man went to the moon. There's some debate. Some of the older folk debate whether man walked on the moon or not. I won't get into that with people or not, you know, where they walked on the moon or not. But if they did, and I believe man went on the moon, you know. If not, they did a good Hollywood show about it. Anyway, man polluted the moon when they stepped foot on the moon? Man's a sinful creature. So I'm just saying that it doesn't just refer to Earth. It's a title deed to the whole universe. God owns it all.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.